Advocates for victims of domestic abuse and sexual violence are celebrating some big wins after this year's legislative session. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard spoke with Tara Muir, the public policy director for the Wyoming Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, who has been characterizing this session in two different ways.
The first way is this was the year of the survivor. We passed a lot of bills to hold offenders accountable, but what our coalition works most for is to make sure survivors have safety. And this year we had two survivors testify on bills important to them, one that brings child sexual abuse prevention to the schools. It's not mandatory, but it's permissive. And another one is about protecting patients from sexual harassment by healthcare providers. And then some of the big important stuff from a lot of the other bills was that survivors now, when they go get a protection order, can ask the judge to make them up to 3 years long rather than the current 1 year long. And then also ask that they be awarded their cell phones and their cell phone numbers. And the judge can have part of that protection order just let the cell phone companies know what they need to do to make that happen. That's a small but really annoying barrier that victims are facing in our state. So those are some of the Year of the Survivor big wins that I think we've had. The second way we're looking at it is it really is a new day in Wyoming. And I don't know if part of that is the Me Too movement, the national movement that's been in the back of legislators' mind all session. But they really passed some bills to really enhance penalties if you're charged and convicted of domestic assault and battery. Those are really hard on the offenders. And I think it's a new day that our state legislature spoke in one voice and said, you will not do this in Wyoming, or you're facing some serious consequences now.
Can you expand a little on the impact that you've seen the Me Too movement have on lawmakers and how the conversation is going forward?
In the work we do, having a survivor's voice front and center is so important. And we've been doing this since the beginning of battered women's work and the rape movement. And being able to see in the headlines every day different survivors from all walks of life and all parts of the country come forward with stories, I think really helped embolden not only us as staff that finally we're getting real airtime and the whole world is seeing how prevalent these issues are, whether it's sexual harassment or sexual assault. There's a continuum that we look at when we talk about the Me Too movement. I think it helps survivors in our own state be willing to share their stories more openly and be willing to take a stand and ask the legislature to do something for them so that no one else would have to suffer like they did. And that's a big deal.
Did you see that reflected in the testimony given during some of these committee meetings and hearings during this legislative session?
Yes. I think all the senators or the House of Representatives were very engaged with the survivors and really interested in what they had to say, had lots of good questions for some of them as well, which is good. And survivors can handle those questions because they've been through it. And I think it was a great education for any of the legislators. I hope we can keep that up every year.
What were some of those big wins for the coalition in detail?
What was a big win a year ago was having Senator Kinski ask the Joint Judiciary Committee to have an interim study on all of the laws that we focus on, domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking. So all of 2017, the Joint Judiciary Committee was really looking at what can we do better. They came up with three bills that we really helped lobby for, in addition to some of the ones we've talked about. And those were the enhancing penalties bills, particularly in stalking. It also helped expand the ability for judges to have jurisdiction over cases when the stalking is actually started from a different state, but the damage is done here to the victim. The big win in that, which isn't let's throw everybody in jail for longer, it's let's extend probation. Currently, it's just 1 year for most of those crimes, and we were able to get that also up to 3 years probation. When somebody's a first-time offender with assault or battery, we want the community and any services that are available to really be able to work its magic with someone who, okay, maybe didn't know better. But as these bills got passed, once you have a second conviction, you do know better. And so you're going to get the book thrown at you.
Tara Muir, it seems like the Wyoming Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault and other advocacy groups, that there was a lot of good things, positive things that got passed this session. Was there any legislation that you weren't happy with?
One was the Stand Your Ground law. We testified against that. We know, and the research is very clear, that when there's a firearm present in a family, the chances of the intimate partner, victim, or a child being hurt is exponentially higher. I think some research says 7 times higher, that gun's going to be used against a victim of abuse rather than that victim of abuse using it to defend themselves. Those are big concerns of ours, and we were really hoping Governor Meade would veto that. I understand he didn't sign it, but it is still law in this state. So we'll be looking at ways to maybe help that law get amended a little bit.
A lot of work got done in the 2017 interim session. What are you setting your sights on as we enter another interim session?
Well, we definitely all believe we didn't give enough attention to sexual assault at all. And so we asked for another, that the interim study continue, basically, and really address some of the sexual assault issues that have surfaced, particularly in the Casper area. Lots of great survivors speaking out up there. But there's problems across the state. There's some discussion about we really need better definitions about what alcohol-facilitated rape is, so we can prosecute that better. But at this point, we don't think the Joint Judiciary Committee is going to take that up as a study. I don't think they officially decide until mid-April, and the Management Council gets to weigh in on that. So if anyone wants to weigh in with their Judiciary Committee members and ask that they reconsider that sexual assault be a higher priority during this interim, we'd love that. Sexual assault was left behind, and we need to start talking about that a lot more.
Tara Muir is the Public Policy Director for the Wyoming Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you for having me.